This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. How's this sound to you? A new way to enjoy some pure Michigan on foot or bicycle or kayak all along Lake Michigan. Well, there are plans afoot for a Michigan version of the Appalachian Trail, or Appalachian if you prefer. These plans are being worked out at a conference going on now in Saugatuck, organized by Western Michigan University geography professor Dave Langberg, who joins us now. Hi, Dave.
Good afternoon.
Well, you have some very ambitious goals for this path. What are you envisioning?
Well, what I'm envisioning is a trimodal leisure corridor, three modes being the Great Lake Circle Tour driving route that we already have, the U.S. Bike route system, which is being created as we speak. The U.S. Route 35 has recently been completed, going along our Lake Michigan shoreline from New Buffalo to Mackinac, and then across the straits to Sault Ste. Marie. But there are three other U.S. bike routes that, when they're completed, will complete a loop around Lake Michigan. Then we are also working on a sea kayak routes around the shoreline, the Lake Michigan National Recreation Water Trail.
So one could conceivably plan a vacation where you could do some driving, you could hike, bike, or kayak around Lake Michigan. That sounds pretty fabulous. I suspect that there's a lot of planning needed because you're talking about how many miles and how many states?
Probably about 1,600 miles, approximately, depending on how close to the shoreline you go. And we're talking four states, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin.
So what needs to be done? It sounds like you're saying, like, we've already got the way to drive and the U.S. bike route is coming. So what kind of timetable, depending on what you need to do, is out there?
Well, that's something that we'll be discussing in detail at the conference. But the beautiful thing about it is the infrastructure is already there. We're not talking about acquiring any land for trails. The U.S. bike route system uses existing infrastructure, existing bike routes and existing roads. The kayak route is essentially linking together public access. I've spent the last year on my sabbatical at Western Michigan University inventorying all of the public access along our shoreline. So that's 1,000 miles of Michigan shoreline in the upper and lower peninsulas. And we've inventoried 300 public access points along the shoreline. Most of them spaced pretty well, say within a few miles of one another. The longest gap between any point is 25 miles on the Garden Peninsula and the Upper Peninsula.
So we would be able to get campgrounds in there?
Yes, there are about 30 campgrounds in the Upper Peninsula and about 35 in the Lower Peninsula, just the public ones.
That does sound really, really good. Now, and this could also entail, I know you talked about biking and kayaking. You could also walk this, correct?
You certainly could.
So you really could make Michigan quite a destination for the folks with the bicycles and the hiking boots.
Exactly. Or the kayaks.
Or the kayaks. So, and could it conceivably really go through downtown Chicago?
It will go down through downtown Chicago. Yes. As a matter of fact, the first section of the Lake Michigan National Recreation Water Trail goes from Chicago to New Buffalo.
Sounds fun. What is your hope to have a date where it's good to go?
That's a very good question. I think that on the short side, if everybody decided to get together and make this a priority, you could probably get it all done in a couple of years.
Something to look forward to. Well, good luck with the convention, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave Langberg is organizing a conference laying down plans for the Lake Michigan Circle, a 1,600-mile four-state trail route around Lake Michigan.